This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. An African Union envoy said on Thursday the arrangement whereby Johnson & Johnson was shipping COVID-19 vaccine doses to Europe that had been packaged in South Africa has been suspended. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said last month he was stunned by the arrangement, since Europe has very high vaccination rates, while even the most vulnerable people in many African countries had not been vaccinated. At the time, the European Commission described it as a temporary agreement. The head of the African Union's disease control body also said Thursday the shots that were already sent to Europe would be returned. He says J&J had shipped less than 20 million doses to Europe, and the halting was partly due to interventions by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The European Union's Infectious Diseases Agency on Thursday urged countries to push ahead with their primary coronavirus vaccination programs and played down the need for booster shots to ward off the Delta variant among the general public. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said the approved vaccines are currently highly effective in limiting the impact of COVID-19. It said, quote, the priority now should be to vaccinate all those eligible individuals who have not yet completed their recommended vaccination course. After a slow start to Europe's vaccine drive, the EU's executive branch, the European Commission, announced this week that an average of 70% of adults are fully vaccinated across the 27-nation bloc, but vaccination rates vary, with Bulgaria and Romania notably slow with their programs. This is VOA News. Qatar is working with the Taliban to reopen Kabul's airport as soon as possible, its foreign minister said on Thursday, urging the hardline Islamists to allow Afghans to leave. The airport, the scene of a frenzied evacuation which ended with U.S. troop withdrawal on Tuesday from Afghanistan, is out of operation with much of its infrastructure destroyed or degraded. A team from Qatar, a technical team, flew into Kabul on Wednesday to discuss reopening the airport, the first plane to land there since evacuations. More than 123,000 foreign nationals and Afghans fled the country in the airlift operation, but many more are desperate to depart. 12 million children in France went back to school Thursday for the new academic year, wearing face masks as part of rules aimed at slowing down the spread of coronavirus in the country. Children are also required to wash their hands often, and classrooms must be regularly ventilated. France's virus situation has slightly improved in recent weeks, with about 17,000 confirmed cases of infection each day on average, down from more than about 23,000 around mid-August. But many fear a reverse of the trend now that children are back in school. French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday urged teenagers to get the vaccine, open to those age 12 and older. Schools are organizing vaccinations for those who want to get the shot. Consent from at least one parent is needed for those 12 to 16. German prosecutors said Thursday they'd filed charges against six suspects in the spectacular theft of 18th-century jewels from a Dresden museum in 2019, accusing them of organized robbery and arson. The men are German nationals between the ages of 22 and 27, and they're accused of breaking into the Eastern City's Green Vault Museum in November of 2019, stealing 21 pieces of jewelry containing more than 4,000 diamonds with a total insured value of at least 113 million euros. That's about $135 million. Prosecutors say they laid a fire just before the break-in to cut the power supply for street lights outside the museum, and also set fire to a car in a nearby garage before fleeing to Berlin. Searches so far have not yielded the missing treasures. Prosecutors said that the suspects who are in custody have not responded to accusations against them. The Green Vault is one of the world's oldest museums. It was established in 1723 and contains treasures, including one comprising around 4,000 objects of gold, precious stones, and other materials. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.